Blog Talk Radio.
Psychic Talk Network. Good morning, everyone. This is Natalie Anderson, and I am your host today, Crushing Your Soul on the Psychic Talk Network. And today we are going to be talking about animals and reincarnation. So what I want to let you know is that if you're here listening and you want to call live to the show, please definitely call in. The number is 714-816-4628. And don't forget that if you want to join us and talk live on the show, to please hit number one, because that will bring you on so that we could choose you to talk live. Again, today we're talking about animals and reincarnation. And it's actually not only a hot topic, but it's something where I'm very passionate about and I love to talk about. And the reason why I love to talk about it is I love to hear everyone's point of view, because there's so many different point of views about this. What I have to tell you today is that as I'm sitting here and I'm talking to you guys and I'm going to share with you my points of view of animal and reincarnation, is that everything that I share with you today is through my experiences and what I believe. Am I always right and 100% and spot on? Absolutely not. But what I share with you today is 100% from my soul, from my perspective, from my feelings. And that's really, really important to me. So again, you know, please call in the show. It's 714-816-4628. Join me live on the show by hitting number one after you call it in. You could also chat with us live at psychictalknet.net/live. You could join us in the chat. I'm sorry, psychictalknet.net/chat. So, you know, you could talk to us there as well. And, you know, it's just something that I would really love for callers to call in and just have a conversation, share your point of view, maybe change my perspective of things, because I feel it's really important for us to share this topic with everyone around us, because it's just such a beautiful concept to think about. So again, we're talking about animals and reincarnation, and, you know, what is reincarnation? That's the first thing, because we all have different points of view and you know, all this stuff that I keep saying, I keep repeating that. When I think of reincarnation, you know, I think of what? I think of rebirth, you know, the soul into a new body. Everything is new and just starting over. So that's what I mean about reincarnation. So we're talking about what happens when we lose animals. You know, whether it's your loved cat or your loved dog or your loved horse or your loved pig, or whether it's, you know, a lion in Africa in the wild that's been hunted by someone just for a trophy animal, like what happens? Are they reincarnated? Do they reincarnate? And my point of view and my feeling of this topic is I say it's up to the animal. Yes, I believe that they have an option and an opportunity to reincarnate. I feel like it depends on them, where they're at, and what their soul purpose and path is. What is their karma? What is their experience within our life that they should meet and that they should follow? So I really do feel that. I have experienced in my life what I truly feel to be reincarnation of my animals. And it's not, you know, if I lose a cat, you know, I lost a cat that I had for many, many years of old age, and his name was Louie, and he was just the coolest thing out there. Not because he was just my cat, but because he was the coolest thing out there, I think so. So knowing that and thinking that, when he was brought back to my family, it was like you just looked and you just saw, like, wow. Like, there was things that would just make me feel like, this is Louis again. This is Louis again. Like, I just kept seeing the mannerisms and the meow and just things like that just made me say, wow, I know this is him again. And what was really weird and really sad is that when he came back, my family ended up naming him Leo. And Leo had gotten out. He got hit by a car. He had a collapsed lung. He survived. And then 2 years later, he had died. So he died when he was like 5 years old. And I always wondered, like, why? You know, when he was Louis and believed to be Louis, he lived to like 19 years. And then for him to be reincarnated and come back and only live to 5 years was not only heart-wrenching to myself and my family, but it was also the question of, why did that happen? Why was it such a short period of time? My human existence, my human self was angry and frustrated and felt gypped and wanted to ask God or whomever you believe in or whatever you call that other person on the other side or the other beings on the other side, why would you do this to me? Why would you do this? And through the years of evolving and learning and studying and thinking and just going on and on about things, I realized, like, for me, my human existence, 5 years, and I'm starting to get a little bit emotional with this story, just thinking about it, was too short. But the fact that he chose to come back again, even if it was just for 5 years, to be a part of my soul family again, was huge. So I started to change my train of thought, and I started to change my point of view and say, you know what? Instead of saying, why only 5 years? I started to say, I am so grateful and so thankful for those 5 years, because it truly allowed me to see and understand what his purpose was. And I truly believe that his purpose was to be there for my family, to be there as an emotional support, just to come and just lay on you and just sit with you and just join with you and just be a part of you, to help heal when you're sad or frustrated or angry. And, you know, I believe that he's a major part of my, what I call, soul family group, you know. And as working with animals and experiencing animals and being around animals, I started to begin to notice that these animals all that have touched my life in some way are all part of my soul family group, which is really important to me. Excuse me, all this talking makes my voice go a little bit. So again, for those of you who are listening, I just want to put it out there again that you can call into the show at 714-816-4628. And just don't forget to hit the number one if you want to come live on the show. So, you know, do animals reincarnate? Yes, I do believe they do. I absolutely do. And throughout the show, I'll be taking callers and we could have a discussion. You could ask questions. We could do live readings. You know, I'll do this. I'll break throughout the show to take some callers here and there. But I do want to say that this is my experience in life and this is my belief in life, is that our animals that come into us are part of our soul family, and they're here for a purpose, for different reasons. Just like we're a part of their lives for a purpose, for different reasons. And it might be part of our karma, which is our natural soul progression, or it might be part of our dharma of doing what we need to finish in this lifetime and understanding what's going on in this lifetime. But I do feel that animals do reincarnate. So at this time, I'd like to take my first caller and let's talk and chat, or if you have a question, we'll share. So for my first caller, hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
Hi, Lauren. Lauren?
Laura.
Or Laura. Laura. Hi, Laura. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. How can I help you today?
Well, I'm trying to find a job in my field, and I've been out of work for a while. I have an in-person interview tomorrow, and then I have two phone interviews lined up for tomorrow as well. And I just wondered if you might be able to see if I'm going to get either one of those jobs.
Okay. Which interview is in the morning? I want to say 9 a.m. because I'm hearing 9 a.m.
Yeah, that's the one at 9 o'clock in the morning, and that's a Delaware. I have to go all the way down to Delaware for that interview. That's my second interview. I had the first one with two other individuals, And this one will be with another two individuals.
Okay. Excuse me. The 9 a.m. is the one that's pointed out to me. I feel like the first one is going to go well, but it's going to kind of be your, like, warm-up in a way. Where I feel like...
One.
Yeah, oh, you did? Okay.
First.
So with the first
one,
what...
The second interview with different people.
Okay. Okay, perfect. So with the first one, I feel like it was kind of the warm-up and trying to get your feet wet and knowing what you want to say, but maybe having a little bit of a difficulty getting things out. I feel like the second one, this 9 a.m. one, is going to truly show your abilities and who you are, and especially your personality. So I feel like the first one, you were a little bit, well, we're all nervous during interviews, but I feel like the first one, you weren't able to really express yourself or be yourself as much as you're going to be able to tomorrow 9 a.m. So if I say anything for you tomorrow, I'm going to say, you know, wear yourself proud, be proud of who you are, and speak your mind as if you have this job already, and be comfortable with who you are, because I feel like the 9 a.m. interview is going to be the one. I really do.
Oh, good. Great. Yeah, so that's the second interview for the same job. It's just
different.
Yeah, so the first one I had to go to Newark, and then for tomorrow I have to go to Dover, because this is where they want me to go every day, to the Dover area. For the work site is located in Dover, but the first meeting was in Newark. So I was just curious if what you were picking up was you thought I was going to do well enough that I would get the job, because they have a second interview with another person at 10 o'clock, an hour after me. So I was just, well, yeah, not, I'll be 9 to 10, and then she'll be 10 to 11, I guess. I think it's a woman.
Well,
it could be a man.
I heard 9 a.m. right away, and I heard
okay.
that it's just going to be your presence, the way you are, the way you speak. It's just going to be like all of a sudden you're going to feel like you're home.
Oh, great.
So just have it in your head that you're going to walk in there saying, I'm home. You know, here I am. I'm here to do what I do because I'm a hard worker. I'm a great worker. I'm an asset to this company, you know, and they're going to be able to see right away who I am, what I am, and where I'm coming from.
Okay, great.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Let me know how it goes.
I will.
And
thank you for calling.
Take care. Excuse me, I keep coughing. I don't know what's going on with me right now. So that was nice. That was nice to hear. I hope I heard 9 a.m. right away, which whatever I hear, you guys know I surrender and I just give, which is really important to me. So I wish you, Laura, all the best. You know, all the luck in the world, which I know you don't need it, because I just see that you definitely have your feet on the ground and you're running forward. So good luck with that. I want to go back to the animals for a minute and just say another topic that I wanted to start to talk about a little bit and to share with you guys was the fact of not only reincarnation, but I've been asked numerous times, can animals incarnate into other animals, or do they always come back as what they were? And I want to say that through my experiences and through what I've seen, I have seen where animals have incarnated into other forms of animals, meaning that it might have been your dog, but when it comes back, it's your cat. Might have been your bird, but when it comes back, it's your pig. You know, that kind of thing. And I have seen that animals do tend to incarnate or reincarnate into different animals. But I also want to say that I do feel, and I feel like this is a hot topic, you know, can animals reincarnate into humans? And one of the things that makes us humans very different with animals, if you ever take any of my workshops or my courses or my mentorships, when I work with you with animals, I explain that animals, for me, animals are the earth angels of the world. They are here for a reason. They are here to teach us to learn unconditional love, to teach us how to energetically make the right shifts for the world, to teach us to be willing to be open and receive, to teach us not only to take but to give. I feel that they are the earth angels of the world that really truly try to keep Mother Earth as safe as possible. And in this time, in this age, in this era, we're not in a good place. I do feel very strongly that the animals are really screaming out to us and asking us to work with them and help them. I do feel that they see what's going on with Mother Earth, and they're trying to give us warnings. And some of us are not listening, and some of us are. But I do not believe that animals reincarnate into humans. And there is a very big reason why I don't believe that. And again, this is my point of view. This is my experience. This is my belief. This does not have to be yours. This is Natalie's stuff. This is my stuff. And the reason why I believe this is because animals come from unconditional love. They vibrate in an area that is a higher vibration than humans. And I truly feel that for them to reincarnate into humans, they would actually be taking, and I hate to say this as an example, but this is the only way that I could think of explaining it, but I truly feel that if they were to come back and reincarnate into a human, it's kind of like taking a step backwards or a step down. So why would I come from a place of unconditional love and understanding and communication and take a couple of steps back to pain and fear and anger and judgment and all of the stuff that comes with the human feeling and the human's ways and points of view? So that's truly my feeling. I feel that their purpose on Earth is to help change us, but the way that they can help change us is by staying where they're at and not taking that step back. And that truly is my point of view, and I know there's some disagreements with that, or there's some other points of view with that, and I would love to hear what everybody thinks and feels about it. But that truly is mine, is that like when I'm working with the animals, when I communicate with the animals, I feel that connection of when they share things with me, they don't share it from anger like humans do. They don't share it from fear like humans do. They don't share it from resentment like humans do. And we don't always do that, but we do that. But they come from a place of love and understanding and forgiveness. And that's the biggest part. We as humans have a difficult time forgiving. It's not easy for us to forgive. We hold on to that story. We hold on to that trauma. We hold on to that anger and that resentment. I find that animals that I've worked with may be confused and may not understand why or how, but they don't hold on to the anger. They don't hold on to the resentment because they're vibrating on a different level than we are. They're coming from that level and that area of unconditional love, which is completely different than where we're at right now. And that's truly how I feel about animals reincarnating into other animals, absolutely, without a doubt. Animals reincarnating into humans, I feel, no. Why would they do that? Why would they do that? And I also don't feel that all of our animals will reincarnate. You know, if you have a cat that you love very, very, very much that you lose, does that mean that cat's going to reincarnate and come back to you in this lifetime? Maybe not. You know, not every single animal is going to reincarnate. They may choose to stay on the other side. Their sole purpose may be to work with you from the other side and be your animal spirit guide or be a part of the family from the other side. Do that type of work and not come back here into the physical world where we have to face fears and pain and trauma. And sorry for the steps in the background, but that would be my son with his bag of chips running up the stairs. But that's real life. That's human life. You know, they may choose and may not want to. And that truly is something that I feel very strongly in my point of view. Not saying that if you think differently or if your point of view is different, that you're wrong. I think that we all have a reason to have different points of views and have a right to have our different points of views, as long as we're open to listening to everyone, as long as we're open to understanding other people's point of views and respecting it. I just feel truthfully that when we believe that reincarnation doesn't happen, especially for animals, that it kind of, we miss out on a part of life. We miss out on things that might allow us to relieve some grief or relieve something that we're holding on to with the loss of this animal. And I hope I'm explaining myself well. For those of you who are listening, please call into the show. We're at the chat. You can go to the chat at psychictalk.net/chat, or you can also call in at 714-214-214. 816-4628. I'm going to be taking another caller. So if you call in, I'll be taking another call at this time, but if you call in, 714-816-4628, just do me a favor and just hit the number 1, and then we'll know that you want to come live on the show. I'm going to take another caller at this time. Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Linda. I'm calling from Florida.
Linda from Florida. Okay, Linda, what could I do for you today?
Actually, you answered one of the questions about whether they come back as human, so I got to hear that. Actually, are you able to connect with any of the animals that have passed away for me?
Absolutely. I have to say that right away, I am feeling two cats, actually. Can you understand two cats?
Yeah. Well, I've had several cats, but...
Okay. Well, I'm feeling two cats, so let me just get some more information, because I'm feeling actually a white cat, and I'm also feeling an orange tabby. Can you understand this as well?
The orange tabby, yes. The light doesn't ring a bell right now. Not saying it doesn't.
Okay, so let me
continue.
Okay, nope. We could keep going with this, though, because I do want to say I also want to talk about my kidneys. I want to talk about me getting older and my kidneys beginning to fail. Can you understand this?
Yeah, I probably could. Yeah.
But actually, I want to talk about this because you're saying I hate to admit it. And I just want to talk about this because they're actually, these two are stepping forward and they're actually supporting each other. So
okay.
I just want to say that when we're talking, but we want to talk about the one that had the kidney failure or had the start of the kidney failure, because I feel like you had guilt attached to this. So I feel my feeling and what I'm feeling is that I could have done more and I didn't.
Yeah.
So I feel like I let my cat down. So I let him down. And what I'm being told is that you didn't. You didn't. So we want to make sure that you know that, you know, and it's also worry for you as well. So I feel like you have a lot of worry of, am I doing the right thing? Am I making the right choices? Do you want your cats? You have cats now, correct? Do you have dogs too?
I have one cat, three dogs, and a couple horses.
Okay. Because I feel like you're constantly, I want to talk about the food now with your animals that are living, because I feel like you monitor and watch their food very carefully because you're very cautious or very worried about them being given the wrong food or food that's contaminated, that you watch recalls and things that are going on like that, that you're very onto what your animals need. Can you understand this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when I say, for those of you who are listening, when I say to my listeners or my callers, can you understand this? I mean, does that make sense to you in your life now? So for those of you who are listening, when I say this, I'm not asking if you understand how I'm speaking, but I'm asking if it makes sense to you kind of thing. I also want to talk about the ashes. So I want to talk about the ashes of my loved ones, of my pets. Can you understand this as well? I want to talk about the ashes. Okay. I also want to talk about the collar. So you have a collar of one of your dogs?
Collar. Yeah.
I'm seeing a name tag. Okay, perfect. So I want to talk that up. You know what it is? I have to tell you. You have a menagerie on the other side. You're like me. And they're all trying to make their way in and trying to say, hey, I'm here because we don't want you to forget about this one or I don't want you to forget about this one. And then I'm telling them, you're not going to forget about anybody. You're not. So I want you to know that all your animals are on the other side. Are on the other side, first of all, they're safe and they're happy. So their souls are all there. They're all working together, helping each other, but they're also watching you. You have rescues, though. Your animals are rescues?
Pretty much, yeah. Some of them are. Some of them are not.
Are three? Because I'm hearing three. Are three rescues? I'm getting the number three is significant.
One, two. Yeah, I guess so. Two dogs and one of the horses is,
okay, because I heard three is rescue. So they're just saying that they're seeing what is going on and they're kind of placing things in front of you. Not only the horses are here. I'm sorry, I'm going to keep going back and forth. This is what happens, just so you know. For people who are listening, they interrupt me when I'm trying to say something. They're like, wait a minute, you got to say this. Your horses, I feel, are healers as well. So I feel like they can read and understand the humans, and they can help them from their anxiety, from their fear, from their frustration. So they understand humans in a way that they're helping them. So that's their sole purpose here right now. So if you watch the body language of your horses, they know who to come closer to. They know who's not ready for them, and they be standoffish kind of thing. They also know how to, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like they take their faces and they rub it on your side or on the side. Can you understand that? Someone. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what they're doing when they're showing me this is they're actually releasing the stuck energy. So that's what they're doing. So they're working with the person that they're doing this. Well, we think that they just have an itch on their side of their face, and we're like, oh, you have an itch, let me scratch you. They're actually releasing the energy. So you have, all your animals are beautiful, don't get me wrong. They all are. But your horses have a special gift. They have
a special gift.
So just absolutely, without a doubt, without a doubt. And I love, there's so much I want to tell you. It's like, bleh, it's like on and on. But I just want to say that just keep doing what you're doing. Don't let anyone tell you that you have to stop. Don't let anyone tell you you have to slow down. Don't let anyone tell you that you're getting out of control, because you're not. What you're doing is a beautiful thing, and I appreciate it. The animal kingdom appreciates it, and we're all thanking you from the other side. Okay?
Oh. Well, anything from the dog?
What was the dog's name?
Has ashes? Dutch.
Okay. Dutch? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm getting the number 12 for Dutch, but it's not the month of December because I see months in words. So I'm getting the number 12 from him right away. So I feel like it's a calendar. So I'm not sure if you can connect a 12th of a month that's significant for you.
Actually, in December is when he passed away.
Okay.
I can't remember the date exactly right now,
but it was
December.
Okay, because he's showing me 12. And again, I'm going to say that I see it as a calendar day, not a month, but I just want to go on with what he's saying. He's also, I'm seeing a lot of land. So I'm seeing like a ball being thrown and him going to get it and bringing it back. But I don't see like a fenced in yard. I feel like I'm more free. Can you understand this?
Now, this is when he was alive?
Yes.
I guess he did. He did have a couple areas where.
He's mentioning the two girls to me. Can you understand the two girls?
There might have been two girls that came to visit.
Is there a Mary in your family or a Michelle or someone close to you, that M name?
There is, but nothing close at that time.
That's okay. But now there is?
Yeah, there's a cousin of mine.
Okay. If you don't mind me asking, and I'm not going to get into details, just because why would this come through like this, is she having a little bit of a difficult time now?
In which avenue are we referring to?
I feel like it may be health avenue, but I'm not sure if it's health and finance.
I don't know about her finances because we don't talk about that, but her health definitely is.
Okay, so that's just them kind of mentioning. It's odd how this is happening, but I just want to explain to you that when I get Dutch to come in and then give me her name. Yes, he wants to talk about himself, and I'll get back to him in a second, but he just wants to mention, just to let you know, that she's being watched over, so that he just wants you to know that you could share with her that he's being watched over, just as an FYI, for him to mention that. But I want to go back to Dutch for a second, because I feel like Dutch also had a special bond. I feel like Dutch would watch things and would alert you to things, meaning that he's kind of protective of you. Not protective in like I'm going to attack people way, but protective of like I got to give you a warning. I got to let you know kind of thing. Can you understand this?
Yeah. He was always by my side.
Perfect. Yeah. Perfect. Because he's letting me know that as well. I don't know. He's showing me his name, his tag also. So I don't know if you would remember this or not, but he's showing me a shape of a bone, actually. So I'm seeing a tag in the shape of a bone that he's showing me. And he also wants to let you know that he knows you spoke to him. I feel like I'm getting old and things are starting to shut down. I feel like you're talking to me at the end and sharing with me how much I've meant to you, how much I've meant to you, and how you wish you had more time and how you wish that he was still by your side, that you miss him. So what he wants me to share with you is that not only is he still there, but he also hears everything and sees everything that's going on, that he's watching over you at all times. So he has not left your side. He's still by you. And one of your dogs now you adopted after his passing?
Actually, almost around the same month-ish, because his death came really, really quickly. So he actually got to be, he got to see one of the dogs that I have now.
But one he did not. There's a reason I'm asking.
No, he only met one of the ones that I have now.
Okay. The one that he did not meet is the one I want to talk about. Because what he's telling me is that he's not reincarnated, because I know we're talking about reincarnation. I do not feel a reincarnation, but what I do feel is that he brought that one to you. So he brought that one to you because he wants to talk about the one that was brought to you after his passing. So he says that he has placed that one in your life path and in your way. And he does want to say thank you very much for all that you did for him. Especially the conversations, because I feel like, and I know we probably don't want to admit this on a radio show, but I feel like you did talk to him a lot when he was here.
Yeah.
And you guys had full conversations. So he's just saying he loves the conversations. Just continue doing that. So he wants to thank you for that as well. Okay.
That's sweet.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for calling. You are very welcome. And thank you for calling in.
Oh, thank you so much.
Have a great day. So I want to go on, you know, I don't want to disappoint anyone or upset anyone by saying that your animals, you may feel that an animal that comes in has been reincarnated to be a part of your life again, and I might go and check and see and feel that it really isn't, but it was brought to you from another animal. Sometimes our animals on the other side, again, this is Natalie's point of view, this is Natalie's experience, this is Natalie's feelings. Sometimes our animals on the other side want to stay there for a period of time because they have things that they want to accomplish and they have a soul purpose that they want to fulfill, or they have something that they want to experience, a job, a task, something like that. So they may see our grief and our pain, and they may place another animal in front of us for that purpose, to help us with our grief, to help us with our pain. So that may happen as well. So I want you to know that our animals are part, again, of our soul family group, but they may not come and be reincarnated within our lifetime here, you know, this lifetime that we're in now, and that I truly believe, you know. And then we ask ourselves, like, you know, is this reincarnation, is it karma? You know, is it a part of this lifetime and wanting to come back and wanting to fill certain things and wanting to change certain things and wanting to be part of certain things? You know, because karma is that belief of, you know, what we put out there happens back to us, whether it's good or bad. A little hesitant with that definition. Kind of feel like karma is our life's purpose, our soul purpose, and what we achieve, we can move forward with, and what we do not, we may have to experience again, is something that I feel is my version of karma, a little bit different of what you would read or see possibly. So when these animals come back and are reincarnated, is it a full reincarnation? Is it a partial reincarnation with where a portion of the soul comes back to be a part of our life? Is it soul blending where, you know, they kind of blend in with the soul of another animal and become a part of one? Or, I love this, and everyone has this. I promise you'll have this. The walk-ins, the hellos, hey, I'm here. you know, where are you? What's going on kind of thing. And those are things that, you know, people feel like, oh, am I blocked? Are they mad at me? Did something go wrong? You know, this, that, you know, these kinds of things. And they start to get in their head. And what it is that we say, okay, show me, and I'm making this up, show me a purple bird in front of me. And we're looking for that purple bird so deeply and with all our passion. That's all we want to see, that we don't see the shadow of our animal walk past us. Or we don't see the kid that's running, you know, down the lawn into the pool that has a purple towel, that has a purple bird on the back of the towel running past us. You know, like we're missing on these things. So just know that when your animals pass and they're on the other side, if they haven't reincarnated, I promise you that they're visiting you. They're watching you. They're seeing you. They're still a part of the family. Those are our visits. Those are our walk-ins. That's what we do. That's where we come from. And it's very important to be a part of that. So not all animals will be fully reincarnated, you know, and that's okay. That's okay that they won't be fully reincarnated. But just experience it. Just allow yourself to have those visitations. You know, people say, why do I get visitations in my dream? Why does that happen? Why not? Our conscious mind gets in the way of everything we do. Our ego mind tells us what's going to go wrong, when it's going to go wrong, how it's going to go wrong, and why it's going to go wrong. Well, you know what? When we're sleeping, our conscious mind is our way. And that allows our loved ones, whether they're people or animals, to come in and have that visitation, have that walk-in with us and tell us they're okay. Tell us what's going on. You know, your animals are able to share with you that they're no longer in pain and that they understand that you had to make a decision, but that you made the right decision for them. They're able to share these things with us. So sometimes that's the only way that we could get out of our own way and allow something to come through, allow it to be open and received, allow it to be received. I couldn't find the word for a second there. I lost myself for a second. And that's truly how I feel. At this time, I'd like to take another caller. Again, if you want to call into the show, have a conversation with me, ask a question, discuss something, give me your point of view, please don't hesitate. The number is 714-816-4628. And don't forget to hit the number 1. Also, we are live chatting at psychictalk.net/chat. So at this time, I'd like to take my next caller. And hello, caller. What's your name and where are you coming from?
Hi, Natalie. It's Charlotte. How are you? I'm calling
from
Utah.
Good. How are you?
I'm good.
I'm sorry. You're calling from where?
Utah.
Oh, Utah. Love it. Oh, my gosh. I was just talking to my friend about Utah and talking about going out there. I'm sorry.
Well,
and what's your name? I'm sorry. I didn't get your name.
Charlotte.
I will. Charlotte. Okay, Charlotte. I will. It's so funny how I love when that happens because, I mean, literally maybe an hour or two before my show, we were texting each other talking about Utah and the beauty of the state and how I've never been there. So how can I help you today?
I'm going to take you off Bluetooth. Hang on just a sec.
Sure.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Of course.
Hello? I think my Bluetooth was messing us up and making it hard to hear. So my question is, I have a border collie that is quite a talented sheep herder, but we've taken some time off herding because of my issues, but we're ready to get going. Does Hattie have anything she needs me to know?
Oh, my God. I love her name. I love her name. Okay, so Hattie, your border collie. You know what's funny is that I feel like when I tap into her, I feel like I'm looking everywhere and I'm taking everything in. I'm very, very, very observant. I know what's going on in my right. I know what's going on in my left. I know what's going on in front of me, and I know what's going on behind me. I'm very involved in everything. I feel very eager, and I feel very excited. I feel like this is my purpose. This is what I need to do. Mm-hmm. This is, I want to show you. And I also feel
you're
like this place
me
like
chills,
that.
Natalie.
Oh. Listen, it's not me. It's her. It's her because she's also making me like stop and look back at you and say, hey, do you see what I'm doing? And then continue what I'm doing. She's very, very proud of her abilities and what she can do. She's very gentle, but she's very structured. Is that her in the background?
No, that's another dog that I would like to ask you about if there's time.
Okay. But I do feel like I feel like in my gut, I feel this excitement of like, and it's not fire, like bad fire, but it's like this excitement of this burning fire in my gut, and I just can't wait because I just know what I have to do. She's very, very, very smart, very smart. She learns very quickly, and she understands, and she understands. I adore her. I absolutely adore her. And October, significant. Why is October significant? It could be around you. It could be a birthday, anniversary, or a month of passing. But she's showing me October as being significant for you guys within the family.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, she and I went to a really great dog clinic, herding clinic. A guy came over from England. He's one of the top handlers in the world. And
that's a big deal. That's a big deal. And she
was
there with
because
you?
He actually he wanted to buy her. He offered
take her.
Me.
He want yep.
And
why did I
was,
know that?
I'm like, my dog is no. She's like. She is
laughing,
she's crazy smart, but she is like in my heart so deep that.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm laughing because she's making me feel like she said to me, like, he didn't have a chance. He could beg and plead and do whatever. He didn't have a chance. And I feel like there truly is a huge bond between you and her. And I feel like if you question, if you truly understand what you're feeling at that moment, don't question it. Because it is exactly what you're feeling. So you have that bond with her that when she shares something with you, you say to yourself, is this what she's thinking? The answer is yes. The answer is yes. So you know and you understand and you have that connection with her. So just trust yourself with that. Absolutely trust yourself with that. And allow that bond and that connection to continue, and it will. Because she's glued to your side. She has a lot of trust to you, and she wants to make you proud. And she knows that she's made you proud, but she keeps telling you that how excited she is to be back, to be doing what she wants to do, to be fulfilling her soul's passion and what she loves, what she truly loves.
What we both love it. It's just, my own, it's me that's held us up. And
and she's happy that you're back. She's sharing a little bit with me, so I don't want to go into your business on the radio. But I want to say that she's happy you're back, and she's happy that you're feeling like yourself again. Let me say that. Because she can see that you're on the progression of feeling like you again and feeling like you're truly who you're meant to be. So that she feels that you're on the right path, if you can understand what I mean. Without going into your business, I'm not going to do that.
Yes, absolutely. I'm about to do the ugly cry here, so that's awesome. Yeah.
You know what? Ugly cries are the best for radio, so just remember that. We're on radio, so you can ugly cry all you want because no one will see you. So don't worry about it. Ugly cries are always fun. So I wish you and Hattie nothing but the best moving forward. And just there's going to be an opportunity where you're going to be hesitant whether you want to take the chance or not. I feel like it's going to be either the end of the summer or the beginning of the fall, and it's going to involve you and Hattie, and I'm going to tell you that she says take the chance. So that's what she shared
all right.
with me. So I'm not truly understanding that myself, but I have a feeling you will be when that opportunity comes up.
I think that there are some dog trials coming up, some herding competitions coming up.
Beautiful.
Then.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So.
Perfect. Well, thank you so much for calling in. Thank you.
Well,
and I wish you nothing
you
but the,
so
luck, the best of luck.
Thank you
You're
so
welcome.
Much for that. Sharing with Hattie, that side of Hattie with me, because I feel it, but there's something about being able to have it put in words that kind of validates
I know.
It.
I get it. I get it. I totally get it. So I'm so grateful that I was able to do that for you and to work with her. She's
Thank
awesome.
Yes, isn't she?
Thank you.
Thanks,
and
Natalie.
Enjoy. You're welcome. Enjoy your Sunday.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. So, you know, that the energy of Hattie, I hope she's still listening, is just makes me want to get up and go. It's just such a beautiful, let me run with it. Let me enjoy life. Let me experience kind of energy, which is just absolutely beautiful. So, Charlotte, if you're still listening, I want to thank you for sharing Hattie with me and allowing me to communicate with her and share her words with you. For those of you who are listening, sometimes I get the question of, Natalie, how do you communicate with the animals? Like, what's going on? And it's the same thing with, like, mediumship, you know, in a way where, you know, if they're alive, they telepathically share with me. If they're alive and I'm not connecting well, my cat is coming in now meowing at me. If they're alive and they're not connecting with me well, my spirit animal will come in and help me to decipher what's being shared. And it's really, you know, signs, symbols, words. You know, I use all my clairs with this and I open myself up. And when I'm sharing with you guys what I'm receiving, it's a matter of me putting aside my worries and putting aside whether you're going to give me a yes or no or I don't know and just sharing what it is, because it's not about me. You know, it's not about me at all. I'm just the conduit. You know, it's your beautiful, lovely animals on the other side or here that I'm allowing them to use my voice box in whatever way they need to so that I can spread their message and share their words and share how they feel and educate us as well. So truly, it has zero to do with me, probably honestly 80% to do with your animals and 20% to do with you. I hate to give you guys that small percentage amount, but it is the truth. It's a matter of you putting out the vibration out there, trusting within me to deliver their messages and then saying, oh, wow, I could be heard. I'm going to take this opportunity. And then doing that, you know, the animals have such a big portion of our lives within them. You know, they take so much from us that whenever they can share and be understood and be heard and express their love and their understanding that they have for us, it just lifts them up as well. It allows them to meet their soul purpose. It allows them to make the decision of whether they want to be reincarnated or whether they want to stay on the other side or whether they want to partially reincarnate or whether they want to just walk in and visit us. It allows them to just make those decisions that may have been a little bit more difficult if you as a listener didn't allow me to be the voice for them, didn't allow me to share what I'm feeling, what I'm hearing, what I'm seeing, what I'm knowing, all my clairs, and allow me to do this. With that said, you know, we always ask, like, what happens? You know, they've passed, they're on the other side. You know, when we pass, are we going to be able to see them? Are they going to be waiting for us? What's going to happen? What is there, you know, what is going on? You know, we hear about our spirit team and our loved ones waiting for us, and we're going to pass on the other side. And again, Natalie Anderson's point of view and Natalie Anderson's experiences and all of that stuff, I truly feel from the bottom of my heart is that when I pass to the other side, not only will my family members be there, but all of the animals that I've helped, that I've been a part of their lives will be there as well. Not only the ones that have been, and I hate, and if anybody has any idea of how to reword this or share this or change it, you know, how to do that, please help me, because I hate saying owners, because I'm not an owner of this animal. They're my babies. And I know that when I pass to the other side, they're going to be there with me. I know that they're going to help guide me to where I need to go. I know they have so much more to teach me from an animal's perspective. I know that they're going to show me the things that I've done wrong to the animals, the mistakes that I've made, the misunderstandings that I've experienced, and they're going to teach me on the other side of how to change that, how to make things better. You know, that I have many years on this earth. I'm not saying that I want to go to the other side, but I do have to say that I can't wait to learn that. I can't wait to experience that. I feel like me, reincarnation for myself, I feel like, you know, I've only dipped my toe in the shallow portion of the water of where I need to be you know, karmically right now, and not even dharma-wise. I'm trying to just fill in my purpose in this lifetime of what I haven't finished in my last lifetime. But karmically, I feel like I have so much more to do, and I can't wait for the animals to say, Natalie, I'm so glad that you picked me off at the side of the road and brought me in and saved me. Or Natalie, I wish that you wouldn't have done this. And I can't think of anything right now because then emotionally I wouldn't be able to handle it. But I can't wait to get those lessons and have those teachings from the animals at the other side, including wild animals. We have to understand this. You know, seeing what happened to the wild animals and the hunting and the trophies and all that nonsense that goes on, communicating with them, a lot of times they say that they just wish that we would understand. They wish that we would just educate more humans out there as to right and wrong, that we would just spread an understanding of and needs and changing the vibration of the earth. Remember, I say this, we have 7 years, 7 more years of having to voice and be the voice of the voiceless. We have 7 more years of having to literally make the changes little by little for these animals. And we have 7 more years of these animals reincarnating themselves, trying to help us as humans, to guide us, to make a difference, and to make those changes that are necessary. 7 more years until all of us that truly come from the right place and understand animals will say, oh, I could breathe. I don't feel like I'm losing air and that my lungs can't hold in as much as it needs to because the pain is so strong. So why am I sharing this? Because I want to ask all of you listening right now, please don't give up. Please don't change anything. You know, I've had people criticize me and send me emails and badmouth me and just say really mean, hurtful things about me. And you just got to say, okay, where are they coming from? You know, don't wish harm onto those that harm us. Wish love. Wish for them to see a different point of view. Wish for them to be relieved from the fear and the anger and what they have in front of them that they're not understanding. So we need to change the way people are viewing things, not to, you know, see things and see the pain that they're causing and wish the same pain on them. Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't wish the pain on them. Send them love. Send them healing. Send them the release of the negativity and protection. Send them that because that is what they need. Especially when it comes to us and the animals reincarnating and trying to make a decision to come back and trying to watch what's going on with the planet, what's going on within our family circle and our family group and our soul families. We need to help them. We need to help them a lot. With that said, I would like to take my next caller. So at this time, hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from? I don't think this is a good connection. I hear some noise in the background, but I am not hearing anything clearly. I'm going to try one more time. Hello, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Christine, and I'm calling from Colorado. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. Hello, Christine. Colorado is another place I talk about with my coworkers. So funny. I think I need to get out more.
Yeah, I would recommend it. I like it here a lot. I just moved here.
Oh. So how can I help you today?
Well, I do want to say I do appreciate everything you were talking about. I want to just mention two things. One is that I think I have a centipede as a spirit animal because I had a centipede in my bed two nights in a row. And then I looked up the meaning of a centipede as a spirit animal, and I completely agreed with everything that came up. So I just thought that was really interesting, and that happened very recently.
That's awesome. That's absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
And people say, and oh, can that be possible? Of course.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
I believe there's messages everywhere.
Oh, absolutely. And how did you feel? Like, how did that, when you, because if you work with me, I would tell you before you look it up, for those of you who are listening, if you have a spirit animal that comes through, I say, first, I want you to communicate with that spirit animal. What do they mean to you? What are they showing you, and how does it feel? So you looking it up and saying, oh, my gosh, I agree with everything I'm reading. How do you feel about that now?
I still agree with everything. I feel like, well, one of the things that it said was that Centipede comes up to you if you have over 100 resources that are not seen that you can call on whenever you're in need. So that was something that made me feel so supported because I am out here alone and I don't have anyone, like I don't have really any personal connections at the moment. So I'm
right.
kind of like out here on my own. So that made me feel a lot better.
And now you know you're not alone. And now you
yeah.
know you're not alone. That's
yeah.
great. I love it.
The other thing
and
I
what was
to
your other?
Was, the other thing I wanted to mention was I do think that, I do believe that my dog is reincarnated from my first pet. Is there any way to confirm that?
Well, let's see. What's your dog's name?
Star.
Okay. I do want to say that right away I see two animals. So I just want you to understand because I feel like one is a spirit animal. And I see, and they're not letting me see. So I am seeing a cat and I am seeing a rabbit. So I am seeing these two animals by Star. Can you understand these?
I don't have a cat or a rabbit. I'm not sure. But I have
That's so crazy.
Been around, you know.
That is so crazy. So let me just go on for a second. Because I also feel like the cat is representing itself actually for you. And I know that you said you just moved out to Colorado. And Star is showing me the cat, but I feel like it's to start over a new life because the cat has 9 lives. So I feel like the cat may be your spirit animal guide as well to say to start over. So you're going to be starting over. I hate to say the word starting over, but you're going to be starting over like new areas of your life. So let's think of chapters of a book. You're going to have 9 chapters as a cat in 9 lives. And it's not that you're in danger or anything like that, but I feel like things are going to be changing. So I feel like this is just another chapter within your life. And I feel like you've already had 3 chapters done. This is your 4th. Can you understand this?
That's interesting. I definitely feel like I've had multiple, you know, redo-overs or starting new. So I definitely can understand that.
Okay. And Star is also making me feel like, let me just wait for a second. Let me just understand this. Because Star is giving me 2 months, and I usually don't get 2 months at the same time. But I'm getting October and November as significant. Can you understand this?
Yes, her birthday is in November. I'm not sure about October. But November is definitely her birthday.
Did you have... Okay, so she's giving me October, November. Do you have a major change in life in October?
Well, I moved out here in November, like the beginning of November. Like literally, I took a plane October 31st or November 1st.
Okay, there we go. Okay. So then that was the move, okay. Because she's just showing me that as well. Star wants to talk about your childhood. Was this a childhood dog? Because I'm going back to your childhood now. And I want to say around the age of 5. I want to say around the age of 5. I didn't mean to turn. I heard you say it's not a dog. I want to go back to your childhood around the age of 5. And I feel like this was your first experience of unconditional love. Can you understand that? Meaning another animal. At the age of 5. I definitely want to stick around the age of 5.
I think I had an animal. I think I had a dog at around that age, but we did not keep the dog.
That's okay.
We ended up giving it away.
Okay. You beat me to it because Star was showing me the unconditional love and then showing me the please don't take this the wrong way, but the mark on your soul as a child. So meaning that the loss that you experienced is actually why Star is a part of you now. So I feel like I'm not feeling a reincarnation of Star. What I am feeling is that Star was watching over you as like as an inspirer. So I don't feel a guide. I feel like another animal on the other side that was waiting to become a part of your life, but waiting to be at that certain time. So I feel like Star has followed you from childhood through this lifetime, but had to wait until it was the right time to enter your life physically. And the reason why Star is entering your life physically is to help you get through your trials and your life experiences now. And one of the reasons why is because we have some marks on our soul from childhood experiences that Star is helping you to release and to send back to Earth to be renewed, so that you can let go and move forward. So I feel like Star is more of your animal healer here on Earth, helping you. I feel like Star is always around you and kind of rubbing up against you and kind of making you move forward or making you relax and take a time out. So I feel like Star truly kind of guides you in where you need to be and how you need to get there. Can you understand what I mean by that?
Yes, definitely.
Okay. So that's what I feel. I feel like Star now, I have to be honest, and I can be wrong. Let me just say this. I can be absolutely wrong. I'm not feeling a reincarnation of Star. I'm feeling more of Star knew what the soul purpose was and was waiting to come in at a specific time to be a part of your life so that Star can meet that soul purpose, can do that job, and can help guide you in where you need to move to. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling today.
Thank you so
much.
And
enjoy your day. You're welcome.
You
too. You're very welcome.
God bless.
So at this time, I know that my time is up. I don't know where the time is went. Every time I come on to the show, I'm like, I wonder if I'm going to have anything to say. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. So I just want to thank everyone for coming into the show. I forgot to mention upcoming shows. I do want to mention, I don't want to forget that Monday, the 25th, which is tomorrow, will be celebrating the 100th episode. It's the network party, so please join us on Monday. Tuesday, the 26th, will be Haunted with Alton, Illinois, with special guests Donna and Dave Nunnally. So Haunted, Alton, Illinois. Join on Tuesday the 26th, and Wednesday the 27th is a journey through the Tarot Minor Arcana. So definitely join us on the other shows on the Psychic Talk Network. They're great shows. Please definitely come in. Don't forget to follow me on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Snapchat. It's all the same. It's Natalie New York Medium. So please definitely follow me. Let me know any ideas you have for future shows, anything upcoming like that. I do want to thank everyone for listening, for calling in. I want to apologize if I didn't get to callers. I will be on the last Sunday of each month, so I hope that you call in again. For those of you who are listening, if you have any questions about reincarnation or about your animals, please know that they do love you, that they do appreciate you, that they do trust and they are around you at all times. So please don't feel that they don't hear you or that they don't know how much you love them. They absolutely do. So with that said, I want to say thank you very much for a wonderful show. Thank you for joining me, and I will see you all or listen to you all and share with you all next month. Have a great Sunday, everyone, and take care.